You know, sometime a preacher has to know when to preach and when to kind of dial it back and not do much. And tonight I'm going to dial it back and not do much. But when she was up here and I just saw the freshness, and Jeff said to me, he said, she's just so fresh and just so such a clean voice. And I don't want to embarrass her tonight, but you know, I've always believed that if a person is filled with the Spirit of God, that we're able to minister to others out of the overflow. I really believe that. And when we, you know, I think about in Acts when it talked about Peter and John, and they had never been to seminary and they didn't have any formal education, but the Bible says that when the people saw these disciples of Jesus, they took note and they said, these men have been with Jesus. You can tell when you're in the presence of somebody who has been in the presence of Jesus. And I don't know about you, but in my own life, I have just noticed if I'm full of the Spirit, and I most of the time know when I am and I know when I'm not, but when I'm full of the Spirit, I'm able to minister to others out of the overflow of what God's doing in my own life. And when I'm not full of the Spirit, maybe I've dried up, maybe I've gotten busy doing 10 other, 12 other good things, but I've neglected my own intimacy with God. Sometimes it's just difficult to minister to others because our own tank is empty and our own cup is not full. And so if you'll open your Bibles tonight to Psalm chapter 5, the fifth Psalm, and I'm not going to talk long tonight, but I want to show you a verse in Psalm 5 and then show you one other verse in the Psalms. And I want to make this main point tonight. If you will begin your day right, if you will begin your day with God, I bet if we knew what Lisa, how she spent her day yesterday and how she spent her morning this morning and what she was doing while she was driving over here tonight, I bet we would find that she has been in the presence of God, so that when she stands before us tonight to lead up us in worship, she is leading us into the presence of God, and it's not hard for her to do that because she's already there. And so that's what we want to be able to do when people come in contact with us. We want them to be able to say, not that he's perfect or she's perfect, because none of us are perfect, only Jesus is perfect. But we want people to be able to sense and to see that we have been in the presence of God. Now in Psalm 5 and in verse number 3, the first part of that verse says this: in the morning, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will lift my voice to you. And so the psalmist said, God, I'm going to begin my day by lifting my voice to you in the morning. And there's something about beginning the day with God, lifting our voice to God in the morning, that starts our day off right. Now, turn several pages to the right to Psalm 143. Psalm 143, and find verse number 8. Psalm 143 and verse number 8, because this is a tremendous, tremendous verse. The psalmist said this: cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. God, in the morning when I wake up, cause me to hear your loving kindness. I'm lifting my voice to you. I'm starting my day with you. When I first wake up, the first thing on my mind is Jesus. And that should be true for all of us. I'm saying, as Christians, when we wake up, the first thing that should be on our mind is Jesus Christ. And whether you need to put a picture of Jesus in your bedroom, or maybe that's not even necessary, but you need to ask God, God, when I wake up in the morning, help me not to be so consumed with all that I have to do on that particular day that I just jump out of bed, jump in the shower, and help me before I even get out of bed in the morning. Help me to lift my voice to you, God. And I ask you to cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, so that those first 3 or 4 or 5 minutes that I spend in bed in the morning, just laying there in bed, that I can just center myself and start my day off right with you. Now, you know, I've shared before that I have some things when I wake up in the morning that I just, before I get out of bed, I just thank God for. I don't, at the beginning of the day, I don't normally ask God for very many things. I just thank God for His blessings in my life. I have lots of things that I thank God for, but I want to give you a prayer tonight that you can pray. I don't actually pray this prayer in bed. I pray this prayer later on after I have gotten up, and I normally pray this prayer when I'm having my morning walk on my treadmill. And sometime when I'm having my walk on my treadmill, it's a 911 type prayer, like, God, help me to get through this thing this morning, because it's not easy. But this is a prayer that I learned back in around 1997, 1998, 1999. I always share this prayer in our new members class when we have that each however often we have that class. And I've shared it here, but it's been a long time. This is a prayer that you can pray at the beginning of your day. It will take you about 2 or 3 minutes to pray this prayer, and it's called the PACE prayer, P-A-C-E. It's an acrostic, and the whole idea behind this prayer is that life is a marathon, it's not a sprint. And so in life, we can't just wake up, get up, clean up, eat breakfast, go out the door, and just go off into the day 90 to nothing. Because when we do that, our spirit's not right. We're rushed, and we're not relaxed in our spirit. And so the man who came up with this prayer was a man named Stephen F. Alford, a godly preacher. And he said, at the beginning of our day, we need to pace ourselves so that no matter how busy we may be as the day goes on, in our hearts and in our spirit and even in our minds, we're relaxed and we're calm and we have what I call an inner ease in our spirit if we have paced ourselves at the beginning of the day. And so let me just walk through this acrostic with you. First of all, the P stands for praise. And that's what I thought about when we were singing earlier, we were praising the Lord. Have you noticed so many times when we wake up in the morning, if we do think to pray, normally we say, now God, today you know all the things I have to do. God, you know all the decisions and all the responsibilities. God, help me today. Bless me today. Give me wisdom today. And that's a good prayer. We should pray that. But before we even start asking God for that, we should begin the day by praising God. What is praise? It is focusing on who God is. And I've noticed this in my life. When I begin my day focusing on who God is, it just puts all the things that I have to do that day in a proper perspective. Whereas if I wake up thinking, well, today I've got to do this, I'm speaking here, I'm preparing this, I'm visiting here, I'm doing these responsibilities, I'm writing this booklet, I'm doing this, I sometimes feel overwhelmed. But when I start out and say, God, today I praise you for who you are, I would encourage you during the praise part of that prayer, be creative. And each day, try to identify a different attribute or a different quality of God. For example, you could wake up in the morning and you could say, God, today, as I begin this day by praising you, I want to just praise you for being my Father. Something about thinking about God as our Father that makes us feel comfortable, makes us feel safe, because we know that good fathers always take care of their children, and God is the best Father imaginable. So, God, today I begin this day by just praising you that you are my Father, and I am your child, and you will meet every need that I have today. On Tuesday, when you wake up, you may want to have a new attribute of God. Say, God, today I just praise you that you are my Savior, that you have washed my sins away, that you have cleansed my heart, that you've written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I'm saved, that I belong to you. I thank you, God. There's not anything I did to get saved. I didn't earn my salvation. There's not anything I can do to lose my salvation. It's by grace from beginning to end. And so, God, I praise you for being my Savior. And as the week goes on, you be creative. I sometimes say, God, I thank you. I praise you today for being my peace. You know, I've learned this about Jesus. Not only does he give us peace, he is our peace. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, Christ, who is our peace. Now, Jesus did say in John 14, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. But Paul said, Christ is our peace. If you think about what Jesus was saying, when he said, peace I give to you, what did Jesus give us? He gave us himself. So, Lord, I thank you that today, no matter what I face today, opposition, challenges, difficulties, whatever, today, God, you're my peace and you're going to keep me in peace. God, I thank you today that you're my protector, especially if you're traveling. God, I thank you today that as I go about, as I travel around, that you're going to keep me safe, that you're going to send angels to watch over me and protect me. And so there's something about beginning the day by praising God for who he is that immediately starts our day with our focus in the right place, and that is on God and not on ourselves and everything we have to do. That's what the P stands for. Now, what does the A stand for? It stands for abide. In John 15, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So I pray this to God. Here I am on my treadmill. I'm going along. After I've prayed, I say, God, today, here's my prayer. Help me to abide in you today in unbroken fellowship. God, don't let anything come between me and you. Don't let sin do it. Don't let a circumstance do it. Don't let somebody else do it. Don't let a bad attitude do it. Don't let misplaced responsibilities do it. Don't let a busy schedule do it. God, as I go through this day, I am praying that you would keep me in unbroken fellowship with you. And there's something, I don't know, I'm a little weird, I guess, but there's even something about doing your hands like that, just to kind of symbolize that. This is God, this is us. God, today, keep me in unbroken fellowship with you so that I could abide in you, so that you could produce the fruit of the Spirit in me. So that today, God, at church or wherever I am or wherever you are, whoever we're dealing with, God, that the fruit of the Spirit would be manifested in our lives. Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. God, today, produce those qualities. Help me today to reflect and to reveal and to express those qualities. Not because I'm trying to be kind, not because I'm trying to be loving, but because it's just you've got that in me and it just naturally comes out. So today, God, I don't have to try to produce any of that fruit. All I have to do is to abide in you in unbroken fellowship, and you will produce the fruit of the Spirit in me. A stands for abide. What does the C stand for? It stands for commit. God, I commit this day to you with all of its parts and all of its pieces. When I first started praying this prayer in 1998, 1999, 2000, somewhere there, along in there, I was working on my doctorate at New Orleans Seminary. And I had come to the point where I was preparing my, in the particular doctorate I got, it's not called a dissertation, it's called a project report. And so normally it takes about a year to do all that, or maybe a year and a half sometimes. And I prayed every day. I'd said, now God, today I have a job. I have other responsibilities. I can't just work on my schoolwork all day, but I'll have some times throughout the day or maybe later in the day or whenever that I can work on it. And so God, today I commit this day to you, and I'm asking you to cause me to be productive all day long. And I remember back, I don't do it this way now, but I used to even, I say, God, I commit the morning hours from right now to lunch. God, I commit what I do at lunch. You know, a lot of people waste a lot of time at lunch. And you got to be careful how you spend it. I think lunch is worth about 25 minutes. That's just my take on lunch. But God, help me to spend my lunch time wisely. Unless there's a reason, but it's just not worth two or three hours to do lunch. So God, I just, unless you want to buy me a nice lunch somewhere, then we'll take as long as you want to go. But God, I commit lunch. I commit the afternoon to you. I commit my evening meal. God, I commit what I do after the evening meal until I go to bed. I don't want to just waste 3 or 4 hours at night just watching TV for that long. I need to watch a little TV so I can relax, but not 4 hours. And so, God, I commit the day. And you know what I noticed back when I was working on that degree? What should have taken about a year to a year and a half took me about 6 months. Because as I had committed my day to the Lord and committed those segments of the day to the Lord, it's like God was redeeming my time. And God was causing me to accomplish things more quickly than I thought I might. I've just noticed this. At the beginning of the day, if you'll just say this to the Lord, God, I commit this day to you. Guide my steps. One of my favorite psalms says, the steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. Say that with me. The steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord. And I've noticed in my own life, when I'm living right, when my priorities are right, when I start my day right, as I go through the day, it's just like God just has me at the right place and at the right time. And it's an amazing thing. I think I've got a little leak in my sprinkler system in my front flower bed. And I thought, well, I can't tell. We've had a lot of rain. I don't know if it's just rain, if the water's ponding, or maybe I've got a leak. And I thought, next week I need to call my guy who can fix all that stuff. And you know, I was driving down a street. I think this was on Friday, and I had been kind of thinking, I'll call him on Monday. And I was driving down the street, and I saw him working in somebody else's yard. And I thought, how good is God that he just called. So I got out of my car, and I told him about the problem. He said, hey, man, no problem. I'll come check that thing out tomorrow. And he did. But what I'm saying is, if you will just give your day to God, God will cause you to be at the right place at the right time, and he will order your steps. So we commit the day to God. And then the E, what does it stand for? It simply stands for expect. As we begin the day, after we commit it to God, we want to say, God, now, we want to end our prayer, this prayer, with a note of faith, and we say, God, I expect this to be a good day. I don't expect it to be a bad day. I don't expect problems today. I don't expect difficulties today. I'm expecting you to go before me, prepare the way for me, smooth out my path, make it right, so that I could go through this day with an inner ease. And God, I'm expecting that you're going to have me at the right place, at the right time, accomplishing what you want me to accomplish, at the time you want me to accomplish. And so, God, I just begin this day by expecting you to lead me. Now, whether you pray the PACE prayer or some other prayer, or you can however you want to say it, I'm saying this to you. If you will begin your day with God, if you can say with the psalmist, in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. I will lift my voice to you. Cause me to hear your loving kindness. If you start the day right, I've noticed this. As we go through the day, whatever happens, we tend to receive it as though it came to us from God, because it actually did. Came through His hands. He allowed it. And we've committed it to Him already, and so it works out well. So let's see if you were paying attention. And again, you may already have a prayer that you pray in the morning, and you don't need to keep adding things to what you do. But if you want to do something a little bit different, maybe you've never heard that. Maybe in the morning when you wake up, you could pray it. So it's the PACE prayer, P-A-C-E. What does P stand for? What does A stand for? What does C stand for? What does E stand for? And you pray that. And you're going to just go through the day with an inner ease and an inner calmness. I remember back in the 1980s, I've always been a big sports fan. And my favorite basketball player at that time was Larry Bird, Boston Celtics. Now, years later, my favorite basketball player became Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls. But first, it was Larry Bird. And if you remember those Celtic teams from the 80s, and of course, Michael Jordan had the same ability, when the game was on the line, I mean, it's late in the fourth quarter. You're down by 2 points. There's 5 seconds on the clock. You've got the ball. You either need to score a two-pointer to send it in overtime, or you need to hit a three-pointer and win the game at the buzzer. Larry Bird was, and so was Jordan. They were able to hit those shots, those game-winning shots. It's like they just had icicles in their veins. They were so calm. And I remember one time someone was interviewing Larry Bird, and they said, Larry, how do you do this? We have noticed in following your career that when the game is the most tense and everybody's stressing out and a lot of people are missing shots they would normally make because they're nervous and everybody's losing their head and people are losing their temper and getting technical fouls and things are just happening. The crowd's, everything's just crazy. You can't hear the coach. We've noticed with you that you just seem to be calm and you thrive on getting the ball in what's called crunch time. How do you do that? Never will forget what Larry Bird said. He said, well, I don't know if it's all like you described. He said, but somehow, he said, I don't know how I can do this, but when things are just going nuts on the basketball court, everybody's running 1,000 miles an hour, it's loud and everything, he said, somehow, it's just a gift, but somehow, I have the ability to see the game in slow motion. I've been 30 years since I heard that. I never have forgotten it. And I thought, you know what? That's not a bad way to describe what it means to have an inner ease and to walk in the Spirit. It's that we're able to go through life, sometimes crises and noise and tension and responsibilities and busy schedules and how am I going to do all this? And yet somehow we're able to see all that like it's happening in slow motion. And the only way we can is because the Holy Spirit living in us has programmed our brain. He has calmed us down. And what I said at the earlier about Lisa can be true for all of us. Those who look to Him are radiant. We have a glow. We should. We have a peace in our hearts. And we're able to minister to others out of the overflow of what He's doing in our lives. Amen. Father, this has been a great night of worship in Your house. And God, I've just kind of tried to put a PS on what we were doing earlier musically. God, I pray that when we wake up in the morning, but not just in the morning, God, tonight when we go to bed, I think about that psalm that says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. I pray we won't even wait until in the morning to praise you. I pray tonight before we go to bed, whether it's laying in bed, whether it's before we get in bed, I pray, God, we'll have at least a moment tonight to praise you, to thank you for what has been a good day. here at the church. With heads bowed and eyes closed tonight, do you have an inner ease? Or do you feel overwhelmed by life? Overwhelmed by your responsibilities? Just about like you can't even take it anymore? I'm telling you this, if you will invite Jesus Christ into your schedule, just like you've invited Jesus Christ into your life, invite Him into your area of responsibilities and say, Lord, now look, You lead, I'll follow. You guide, I'll be one step behind. And that way, God, I won't have to be uptight, because You're not going to lead me at a breakneck speed. You're going to lead me calmly, orderly, peacefully. All around the room today, whatever your area of responsibility in life might be, a housewife, a mom, a husband, a plant worker, who knows what your responsibility might be. You're retired, you're a student, you're a teacher, you're a coach, you're in politics, whatever your area is, would you just say, God, this week, You lead. Help me to follow. Give me an inner ease. Help me to pace myself at the beginning of each day.